The grace from God and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Hallelujah. 愿神而来的恩惠以及主耶稣来的平安赐福与大家。
This afternoon, our topic for mutual encouragement is living the God-centered life.
我们今天下午要互相勉励的题目是以神为中心的生活。
This topic is based on the passage in the Deuteronomy.
这个是从《生命记》上面的一卷。
So this month we have come into the study of the book of Deuteronomy.
这个月我们所学习的圣经是《生命记》。
When we divide the book of Deuteronomy, we can divide it into particular five sections.
那我们在读《生命记》的时候，我们可以把它分成五大段。
The first section from chapter 1 to chapter 4 is Moses reviewing the history of the past 40 years with the Israelites.
那从《生命记》的第一章到第四章是摩西，把这个过去的四十年做一个简短的叙述。
He reminded Israelites how in their rebellion they were punished by God.
甚至去提醒以色列百姓在他们很悖逆的时候怎么样是被处罚。
And he also reviewed with the Israelites how through the guidance and the power of God they were able to conquer their enemies.
同样也同时提醒他们如何按照依着神的大能来去战胜他们的敌人。
And from chapter 5 to chapter 11 is the section where Moses reminded the Israelites the law of the Lord again.
那在第五章到第十章的时候是讲到说摩西重申这个神的律法。
So from chapter 5, right away he revealed with them the Ten Commandments.
那在第五章的时候就重新的叙述了十诫。
And then he continued to remind them, keep in the commandment of God, keep the commandment of God, do not forget God.
那在一次的提醒说以色列百姓要如何遵守神的诫命要顺服神。
Do not forget God, what we have shared yesterday, huh?
就像我们昨天所分享的不可忘记你的神。
Do not forget the commandments of God.
不可以忘记神的诫命。
Do not go worship idols.
不可祭拜偶像。
That's the first two parts.
这个就是前两段。
And in the middle of the book of Deuteronomy, the biggest section from chapter 12,to chapter 26, talk about the life, how to live a, not Christian life, but how to live a godly life.
而在最中间最大一段，从第十二章到第二十六章所讲的就是要如何过着神为中心的生活。
好, and then the next part is when Moses, when it comes to the end of the book, Moses again lay out before them,Life, death, blessing, and curse.
那当然也是在这个之后呢，摩西就把生死祸福把它重新再重述一次。
Before he conclude the book with the last words and then passing the baton to Joshua.
就是在他把这个接棒的交给约书亚之前，他在最后一次的重述了这一段。
So as we read the book of Deuteronomy, there are much material.
那当我在读《生命记》的时候，有许多的的东西要需要学习。
If we can divide it in these sessions, it will help us more in our daily Bible reading.
那如果我们能够按照这样子的顺序来读，我们就可以增加我们让我们每天的读经会比较了解。
Then we can see the big picture.
那我们可以看的大的方向。
Recently we have come into this section in the middle. That is.Learning about the kind of like the instruction from God how to live their everyday life.
那我们现在读的是最中间的这个部分，就是要怎么样过着每天以神为中心的生活。
In particular, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 22.
我们来看《生命记》二十二章。
This guidance to their daily life, is for everybody.
那这边所教导每天所要过的生活是其实是针对每一个人的。
It's like the instruction manual for their daily life.
就像是每天生活中的一个手册。
It's a contrast to the book of Leviticus.
与利未记是有不一样的。
Leviticus is more a book that is written for the Levites, for the priests, how do they do their work of making the sacrifice and the various type of sacrifices.
那利未记所记载的是要教导这些利未人，教导这些祭司要怎么每天去做这个献祭的动作。
Oh, so the book of Deuteronomy in this section is kind of like the member's guide that we have today for every member.
那这个生命记就像我们今天所知道的圣徒生活须知。
Yeah, and then the Leviticus is kind of like the preacher manual on how to conduct the Holy Communion, how to conduct the food washing, how to make the communion bread.
而利未记就像一个传道的手册的教导如何去守这个安息日，如何去办圣餐礼如何准备圣餐的东西。
So let's come back to Deuteronomy chapter 22.
我们来看回来生命记22章。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 12.
22章第1到第12节。
Let's read together, huh? So we don't fall asleep.
我们请一起读。
Chinese English, we can read together. Deuteronomy chapter 22, 1 to 12.
中英文一起读第1到第12节。
Verse 1. You shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep going astray, and hide yourself from them. You shall certainly bring them back to your brother. 2.And if your brother is not near you, or if you do not know him, then you shall bring it to your own house, and it shall remain with you until your brother seeks it. Then you shall restore it to him. 3. You shall do the same with his donkey, and so shall you do with his garment, with any lost things of your brother's, which he has lost and you have found. You shall do likewise. You must not hide yourself. 4.You shall not see your brother's donkey or his ox fall down along the road and hide yourself from them. You shall surely help him lift them up again. 5. A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God. 6.If a bird's nest happens to be before you along the way, in any tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs, with the mother sitting on the young or on the eggs, you shall not take the mother with the young. 7. You shall surely let the mother go and take the young for yourself, that it may be well with you and that you may prolong your days. 8.When you build a new house, then you shall make a parrot for your roof, that you may not bring guilt of bloodshed on your household if anyone falls from it. 9. You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seeds, lest the yield of the seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard be defiled. 10. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together.11. You shall not wear a garment of different sorts, such as wool and linen mixed together. 12. You shall make tressels on the four corners of the clothing with which you cover yourself. Amen. So in these 12 verses, we can actually bring out about 7 points on how to, on the guidance to live a godly life.
在这十二节当中，我们可以有七个如何学习要过神与神为中心的生活。
So when we talk about living a godly life or a God-centered life, we are not talking about just forsaking the world and go up to the mountain and pursue something that is super spiritual in the air and not physical at all.
当我们讲到说要过神与过神为中心的生活，我们并不是讲说是要放弃世上所有的，要在深山里面去修行。
Of course, there is a time when we go to a spiritual wilderness like NATS that is coming up. We go there and just put aside all our other work and focus on worshiping God for the whole entire week.
当然在有的时候我们也是必须要在暂时的放下一切例如说即将所要发生的成人神训班，让我们能够专心思考神的话语。
But more often than not, we are very much engaged in the daily life in the society.
但是其实在平常生活中，我们每天是要与这个社会接触的。
So a God-centered life or godly life is, it does not only happen when we come to church.
那与神为中心的生活并不是说 只有在我们在教会的时候才有这样子。
It actually happens in your daily life in many things that you do.
这甚至应该可以说是在我们每天的生活当中，或者是每一件我们所要做的事上。
Because God has put us in this life.
因为神
in this world.
神把我们放在这个世界上。
Our interaction with the things of the world, with the people of the world, God has a particular set of instructions for us.
我们与这个世界的接触的交往，那神有特别的一个目的。
So again, this is a lot like a member's guide as we read through it.
就像我们刚刚所讲的，生命记就像圣徒的生活须知。
There are many, many, many points in all these chapters, from chapter 12 to chapter 26.
当然从第12章到第26章有许多的不同的重点。
And I'm just picking up a section here for our mutual encouragement.
那当然我们这边是分享这12节来互相彼此勉励。
From verse 1 to verse 4,
从第一到第四节。
I talk about how you should help your brother out when he lost something.
这个是教导我们如何来帮助我们的弟兄，当他的东西不见了。
Three times the Bible says, do not pretend that you do not see, or do not pretend, or do not hide yourself.
在三次这四节当中，三次圣经告诉我们说，不可扬为不见。
You have to, if you see it, you know about it,You have to step up to help him.
如果你看到，而且你知道的话，那你就有义务要去帮他。
In fact, if you cannot find him, you have to do what? You have to bring this cattle to your house, take care of this cattle until your brother come looking for this cattle and return this cattle to him.
甚至如果我们找不到这位弟兄，我们要把这个牛羊放在我们的家里，直到有一天这位弟兄回来再找他的牛羊。
This is God's expectation for us.
这个就是神对我们的要求。
It is actually much higher than the Lord's requirement.
在这个与律法上来讲，又是更加的提升了。
In fact, today a lot of people, this morning we talk about obeying the commandments of God.
我们今天早上有分享到要遵守神的诫命。
But actually, the commandment of God at the end is talking about loving God and loving man.
当然是律法的终点就是说要爱神爱人。
Love is a proactive, active thing to do.
那这个爱是必须要是有主动的。
So as we keep the law, as we keep the law, we are not passive and just restrain ourselves from doing evil. Actually, we need to actively doing good and avoid evil.
我们并不是被动的不去犯罪，而是我们要去主动的去行善。
So if you take a look at the law that we have today, the criminal code in Canada.
例如说我们如果今天看这个世界上的律法，例如说加拿大的法律上。
If a person does not offend any law, it does not mean this person is a good person.
如果这个人他没有犯加拿大的法律，那并不代表他是一个好人。
Because the law is actually the bare minimum requirement to be a normal citizen in this country.
因为这个法律，我们遵守法律只是一个最基本能够当这个市民的一个基本条件。
Do not steal, do not rob, do not, you know, commit all these things.
不要偷，不要盗，那不要做这一切不好的事。
Can you say I'm a good person because I don't steal and I don't rob? No.
那如果你今天不偷盗，不抢劫，你是好人吗？不一定。
So this.Instruction here, it let us know that we need to go above the minimum requirement.
所以这边告诉我们的这个教导是要超过最基本的规范。
This particular section here is not the law, so to say. It's an instruction of life, like a member's guide.
就像刚刚所讲的，这边并不是一个律法，而是一个圣徒的一个所需要知道的。
Yeah, like.For example, it says, do not steal.
例如说不可偷盗。
If you see your brother losing his donkey, you say, okay, I won't take it for myself, but that's nothing to do with me. I won't steal it. That's already very good already. I don't steal. But if you don't help him, the law doesn't require you to help him. Until this instruction, of course. This instruction says you have to help him. Actually, you don't steal, but on the top of that, you should help him.
例如说律法说如果说今天这位弟兄把不见了这个驴子，那你可能就不用管他，你也没有偷他的驴。但是这边圣经上却教导说要帮这位弟兄找到他的驴。
So God's requirement for us today as His chosen people, our moral standard needs to be higher than that of the society.
所以今天我们是被神选为的子民，那我们的道德的规范，我们必须要再更提升一层。
The society is just teaching people how not to be a bad person.
那这个今天的社会教导我们是不要当一个坏人。
Do not steal, do not rob, do not murder, do all these things. It's do not be a bad person.
不可偷窃啊，不可杀人啊，不能当一个坏人。
Do not do drugs.
不要吸毒。
But in church, our direction is even higher than that.
但是在教在教会里面，我们的目标却是高于这个。
Avoid being a bad person, of course, but do our best to be a good person. Our moral standard needs to be higher.
所以我们当然不能当坏人，但是我们要更加提升，要去追求当一个好人。
And being a good person is something that God wants us to do here.
例如说在这边告诉我们，这个是教导我们如何当一个好人。
And being a good person is shine for Lord Jesus as well.
我们当一个好人，我们可以为主来发光。
With your good deeds, you can preach.
我们有好行为，我们可以来传福音。
Because you never know who's watching.
因为我们不知道谁在看着我们。
There are two examples.
有两个例子。
One is not so positive.
一个是不是很正面的。
I think we shared this before, but I remember it very well.
那我想说我以前可能有跟大家分享过。
This is what I hear from a preacher.
这是我从一个传道听到的。
When they went out to do a door-to-door evangelical, they have an evangelical service, and they went door-to-door to invite people.
当这个传道去主家布道的时候。
Because there was an evangelical service, they want to invite people to come.
因为他们想要把一些人来带来参加这个布道会。
So every door they'll knock, knock, knock and invite them to come.
所以每家每户他们就一个一个敲门。
When they come to a family, even before they go in, the family is arguing and very loud inside.
当他们到了这户人家，他们已经听到里面很大的声的争吵。
So they dare not to knock.
所以他们就不敢不好意思去敲门。
Maybe we'll come back to this one.
他们讲说我可能之后再回来。
But then there is an old man riding the bicycle. So, okay, we'll go for that guy.
但是有一个老人家，他就骑着脚踏车说：“哎，那经过就是我们进来这户家。家”
No, we'll go to preach to the old man. The preacher will go to preach. The two of them will go preach to the old man.
他就看到一个老人家在骑脚踏车，那传道就说：“那我们去跟他传福音。
”And then they realize at that time the preacher is still a TTP student, huh? Then they realize, the old man is an elder from the Presbyterian Church.
那当这个传道当时还是神学生，远远的看着这位老人，他其实是一个长老会的长老。
Then they thought, we caught a big fish. If this one comes, it's a big fish.
然后那当这个神学生看到这个老人家说这个是一条大鱼，如果能够抓到就很好了。
So they ten basic belief, baptism, your church don't believe the Sabbath, the commandment, and so many things, huh?
所以那这个陈学生就开始讲这个十大信仰，还有这个要怎么样遵守神的诫命
啊、
等等。
And then this old man just very quiet, listen.
那这个老人家就很安静的在听。
And then at the end, the TTP student said, "Hey, so come tonight to our evangelical service."
那这个陈学生就说，那今天晚上我们有布道会，你可以来参加。
And then the old man said, "Hey, wait a moment.Your member is arguing inside. Maybe you should go in and tell them to resolve, see what issue they have and help them resolve that first.
那但是这个老人家就说但是你等等，你可能必须要先来跟这个家庭在吵架的家庭来教导一下，那我们再来说。
Because they are your members.
因为这是你们本会的信徒。
The preacher is very ashamed.
那这个当然这个传道就非常的不好意思。
The teaching is very good, but the member is arguing.
我们这个所教导是相当美好，但是问题是这个信徒却正在争吵。
Cannot bring people to church.
那这种情况就不能带人来信徒。
They cannot even start.
那他们也不能开始。
You cannot even start the conversation because your action is no good. Your action is no different from the lowest requirement in a society.
如果你的最基本的条件其实只是跟社会上的这些规范一样的话，你也没办法去真的是开始跟他传福音。
Also, from this instruction, actually, the Lord is trying to tell us our moral standard needs to be higher.
所以这边要教导我们的就是我们的规范，我们的道德规范其实要比其他的还来得高。
If you have a good one, actually, you don't know who's watching. Maybe it's someone that.Is looking for the gospel.
我们也甚至不知道是有谁在观察我们，甚至有可能是有些人，也是想要寻求真理的人。
So last Sabbath we were in Japan and we'll have a service there.
所以上个礼拜安息日的时候，我人在日本参加安息日。
And there was also a preacher from Korea that was assigned to that place.
那当时也有一个从韩国来的传道也刚好在场。
And then they have some kind of a special service sessions.
那因此呢，就我们就有一个特别的特别聚会。
So for in the morning, they start the regular time. They have a 10:15 like us in a prayer session and then the morning session.
那早上十点十五，就像我们一样，有一个早祷会，然后再来有早上的聚会。
In the afternoon, they have 4 hours of sermon straight.
那下午的时候就有一个连续4个小时的讲道。
The preacher just keep talking for. It was supposed to be he 1 hour, I 1 hour, but then he just kept talking for three hours, and then then they say, yeah, you can. I say, oh, is there enough time for me? He said, okay, then I still do my 1 hour. So that's 4 hours in the afternoon.
所以原本是因为他讲一个小时，我讲一个小时，但是他最后一讲就讲了3个小时，那最后说还有一点时间，那我也讲了一个小时。
So I share with them about our work in Canada and how our church testimony, so that's hopefully encourage them to step out and find a chapel for themselves.
那我就用加拿大的一些见证来跟他们分享，也希望他们能够努力的寻找会堂。
And these members, they really pay attention in listening to the sermon.
那这些信徒也相当的专心来听这个道理。
Because for a long time, they don't usually have a preacher going there.
因为他们已经有许久时候没有传道了。
So after service, we went out to eat.
聚会完之后，我们就一起出去吃饭。
And we went out to eat. We went to like a restaurant, maybe about 7-8 of us.
那总共我们去了一个餐厅，差不多有7-8个人一起去。
So the server came and look at us and say, "Well, somehow it just feel you guys are very gentle and kind." And then it's like speaking Mandarin. It's like, "Hey, where are you guys from? How are you guys speaking Mandarin?"
那这个服务员他就觉得说，你们是讲话相当的温和，那就听到我们讲中文，就说，你从哪里来的？
Because we have a whole day of spiritual cultivation, so maybe we look a little bit more inviting and kind.
那也许因为我们一整天的聚会，所以我们看起来是比较和善的。
So we said, we are from church, True Jesus Church, that's down the street over there.
那我就说，我们是从这个在这结尾这边的真耶稣教会来的。
Then he actually we said we are from church, and he said, "Oh, I'm also go to church. What church are you from?" We said True Jesus Church, and then he said, "I'm also from True Jesus Church."
所以他就说，你是从哪来？那我原本是说，我们是教会的。然后他就问说，你是哪一个教会？我就说我是真耶稣教会。那这个服务员说，我也是真耶稣教会。
So he actually just moved from Taiwan to Japan for a couple of months, and he was looking for church, but he could not find church because the address was old address online.
所以这个事实上是因为他才这位服务生才刚从台湾来几个月，那他也正在找真耶稣教会，那因为这个日本教会的住址有改变了，所以他找不到。
So he has a brother already. That's from a Tainan church in Taiwan.
那这个弟兄是从台南的教会出来的。
But he was there, could not find church.
但是他就是在这边找不到教会。
But because you see this group of people very gentle and kind, and just, "Hey, where are you? What church? True Jesus Church. This is one I'm looking for."
那这个人也就是刚刚好，因为觉得说，我们有相当和善啊，所以他也愿意这样子开始这个对话，才知道也是大家都是真耶稣教会
的信徒。Imagine if we are all bitter and sad and tired and weary after a whole day of service, then he probably doesn't want to talk to us.
如果相反的，如果我们今天一整天的聚会就相当的劳累，相当的难过，或者是脸没有带笑容，那也许他也不会问我们这些问题。
But it was the opposite. After 5 hours of sermon, everyone was very much joyful and happy.
但是相反的，因为5个小时的聚会之后，让大家心里充满了喜乐。
In fact, the board members, actually, the board members eating with us, they were just finding something quickly to eat, and they don't want to go back to have service until night in the evening, to have a board member training until night in the evening.
那事实上这个职务人员呢，他们其实只是来吃个餐，那他们又要赶快回去，要继续职务人员讲习会。
好。So we need to be good person.
我们需要当一个好人。
Because we don't know, you don't know who is looking.
因为我们不知道谁在观察我们。
And if the one that sees, you are the disciple of Christ, then that is the witness that we need to give.
那也许有一天有人说啊，你这个是耶稣的门徒啊，这个就是我们所需要得到的奖赏。
So that is our member's guide, huh? That's something we keep in mind.
啊，这个就是我们所需要了解的信徒的生活须知。
The second one.
啊，第二点。
It's in verse 5.
第五节。
It says, "Woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God."
啊，第五节，妇女不可穿在男子所穿在的，男子也不可穿着妇女的衣服，因为这样行都是耶和华你神所憎恶的。
This one seems pretty straightforward.
这个听起来是相当简单的一个条例。
Women don't wear men's clothing, men do not wear women's clothing.
妇人不能穿男人的衣服，那男人不能穿女人的衣服。
Because God does not like it.
因为神不喜欢。
What is the thing that God does not like?
那这个对我们的生活当中有什么影
响？ What is the thing that God does not like?
神是不喜欢什么呢？
Is it because of the fashion that God does not like?
是因为不喜欢这个流行吗？
It's like if men wear women's dresses, it doesn't look good, or women wear men's dresses, the clothing does not look good.
或者是因为神不喜欢，因为男人穿女生比较不好看，或者是女人穿男生的衣服比较不好看吗？
Because cultural, they have different understandings.
因为在文化上的差异，所以有不同的理解。
For example, in Africa, in many countries in Africa, pants are all for men. Women cannot wear pants. They all have to wear skirts.
例如说在非洲的某个地方呢，这个裤子是只能给男人穿的，那女人都不穿裤子，穿裙子。
And in other parts of the world, pants are perfectly okay for women or for men.
但是在其他的地方呢，这个裤子是给男的女人都可以穿的。
So, does that mean God's perception will change from location to location?
那这个是代表说神神的标准会在不同的地方有不一样的标准吗？
What is the standard here?
这里所讲的标准是什么？
Is do not mix men and women.
意思就是说不可男和女生不能混在一起。
Do not confuse gender identity.
也就是说你不能搞乱了你的
性别。Yeah. It's not so much clothing is the outward manifestation.
因为衣服这个是对别人所看到的。
So what is something perceivable as men? For example, in Scotland, they wear skirts for men. But that is completely acceptable, and that is something actually more 比较隆重的时候才会穿的。Of more, a more formal wear for the men there.
那例如说在苏格兰这边，他们穿这个的男生的裙子是一个相当隆重的场合才穿的。
Actually, they don't call it skirt; they call it something else, like kilt or yeah. But other culture will not wear it. But they can identify. Okay, that is for men.
但是因为这样子，人家穿的时候，大家还是看得出来，这个就是男生该穿的衣服。
There will not be any confusion.
不会把这个性别来搞
乱。So the key here is about gender identity.
所以这边的重点其实是 指的是性别的分别。
Do not wear something that confuses your own gender.
不要穿一个会让你把你自己的性别搞乱的
东西。And do not wear something for people to confuse your gender.
也不要穿一个让别人会对你的性别产生误会的衣服。
So this is something that it needs to be taught to the children when they were young. Brother, sister,Your brother, your sister. So that, yeah.
所以因此这个是我们从小就要教导我们的孩童的，就是你就是小弟兄就是弟兄，那你这位是小姐妹就是姐妹。
Because one of the sin that God really, it's abomination in the eyes of God is homosexuality.
因为在神眼中看为恶的其中一点就是同性恋。
So this is something, the gender identity is something that in the Bible that we have to pay attention to.
所以这个在这个性别的分别来上的话，在圣经里面很明显的记载，我们要来遵循。
And this might be an issue actually in today's society that is becoming more and more blurry.
那这个在今天的这个社会的规范上也越来越模糊了。
In fact, there are so many Not so many, but then there are more and more voices about gender equality in terms of like letting the children choose which gender they want to be.
那一开始所讲的这个性别的平等，那甚至到现在有的还提倡说由让自己的小孩来决定自己是什么性别。
Oh, and then in the school they need to have a washroom that's or everyone can go to any washroom or something like that. I didn't read too much into it, but there is something that's along that line of discussion about gender identity.
或者是在新闻有时候会看到，就是说，有一些厕所是给男生女生或者可以混着一起用的的在学校的洗手间。
But in the Bible, in one from God's instruction, God has made man and God has made woman.
但是在神的眼中来看的话，神造了男也造女。
Though both men and women are made by God.
那男女都是由神所造的。
And men are men, women are women. You do not confuse the two.
那男人就是男人，那女人就是男人，女人就是女人，所以不要搞混。
Sorry, I'm confused. So this is a very simple point. So even though it's just talking about clothing, but actually it's talking about the whole mindset about gender identity.
虽然这边讲的是只是衣服，但是圣经上所强调的原则是这个性别。
Okay, 好，let's move on to the next point.
下一点。
From 6 to 7 is talking about something about birds' nest. That if you find a mother with hatchling or an egg, you just take the egg or the young, but do not take the mother.
第六节到第七节所讲的就是如果你看到有母鸟啊或者是有雏鸟的话，你只能拿这个雏鸟，那你不能拿这个母鸟。
And the reason that it was given here is at the end of verse 7, that it may be well with you and that you may prolong your days.
那这个的结果就是能够享福，那日子得以长久。
So what does this mean?
他这边所讲的是什么？
So this means you have to be, 要How do you say it? 环保 environment or 生态保育 is 生态保育
ecology based.
生态保育啦，就是 you have to watch out for your environment. Do not, just watch out for your environment.
所以这边讲的是生态保育。
Right? Because if you take the mother, if you just take the young, the mother can continue to produce egg, right?
如果你把这个雏鸟拿了之后，那母鸟还可以继续生蛋。
If you just take everything, then it's gone.
如果你把这个雏鸟、母鸟一起拿走，那当然就没有这个没有不不没有生蛋。
So this is talking about sustainability.
这边所讲的是一个持续性的。
If you know how to deal with your environment and do not always just take, but just take as much as you need and leave something behind. That something behind will continue to reproduce itself.
这边讲的这个是一个持续性的，所以如果我们只拿我们所需要的，而不是贪心的什么多拿的话，什么都拿的话，那我们就有这个可以继续有繁衍的可能性。
So this is actually applicable to many aspects in around the...around something that we hear today about do not overfishing, do not over, you know...get the oil, gas, many things like that.
那当然对今天来讲，我们在社会上也有看到，就是不要钓超过所应该要钓的鱼啊，或者是使用这个我们这个石油来看，也是都一样的。
So this place in particular, it says that you may prolong your days on this earth.
这边特别告诉我们，就是得以享福，日子得以长久。
Because God has created the world, this is the world that God created.
因为这个世界是神所创造的。
God has already done with creation. God is finished with creation.
那神已经完成了他的创造。
He is resting from, that work is complete.
他已经歇下一切的
工作休息了。So it's not the case, it's like, I overfishing, I eat all the oil, then God just create a bit more. No, that's not such thing. God said, I already made what, it's enough for you.
所以神已经创造足够的，那我们不能说我们一直钓鱼呢，就说那神在创造多一些鱼没有，因为神已经完成了他的创造。
So God gave you what you need, and God teach you to use it wisely.
这边神赐给我们所足够的，那同样的也是教导我们要用智慧来使用它们。
So in a word, this is a concept that is teaching us as Christians we have to have this environmental friendly concept such as recycling.
好，那以基督徒 来看的话，甚至可以教导我们说，我们必须要有一个这个环保的一个心态啊。例如说，我们这边会回收的动作。
好 ，in Canada we don't really do that much recycling.
哦，在加拿大我们对于这个回收并不是很坚持。
I remember from when he's growing up in Vancouver, we always just have one垃圾桶, or garbage can, just throw everything in there. Maybe for bottles you would put aside, but not too much separation of different type of garbages.
我记得在温哥华长大的时候，可能就是一个垃圾桶是装所有垃圾，另外一个可能装一些瓶罐的东西，但是并没有分得很细。
Oh, so my grandma sometimes live with us, and sometimes she live in Taiwan.
那我的祖母她有的时候跟我们住在一起，有的时候她会回台湾。
And I know this, when she come back from Taiwan, she become very much environmental friendly.
我发现说她从台湾回来的时候会特别注重这个环保。
Because in Taiwan, actually, they divide the garbage into many sections, many kinds.
那其实在台湾呢，她把这个垃圾的分类分得很多种。
Something can recycle, something is paper, something is flammable, something is like biodegradable and many, many types. I think Vancouver Church is doing that too. The biodegradable is in a particular bag. But yeah, that's the many kind of separation of garbage.
那这边有的就台湾有时候会分，例如说纸类的，或者是可以燃烧的啊，或者是可以去回收重复使用的。那我也发现温哥华也渐渐有开始这个概念。
Yeah, then my grandma told me, oh, you have to be environment friendly too. It's called separation for holiness.
哦，那这我的祖母就
分别为圣。
我的祖母就会教导我说，哦，我们这边也要学习环保，要分别，就像圣经教导我们分别为圣的道理一样。
I told her this, I don't know if that's the correct interpretation of separation for holiness.
那我就问她说，这个是正确分别为圣的解释吗？
It's very catchy, but I don't know if it's completely right, according to the Bible. When God says about separation for holiness, he's talking about how his people is different from the people of the world.
神这边讲到说要分别为圣，就是说神的选民要如何过一个与外邦人不同的生活。那我不确定说这边是不是可以这样来使用。
But particularly, I mean, now I read these verses according to these manuals.
但是我当我在读这些手册的时候，
God does teach us to be considerate for the environment that's around us.
那其实圣经教导我们的是要对我们这个 社会有多一点心，多为别人着想。
Sure. Considerate for the environment. Environment 就是这个环境。
要多为这个环境来着想。
Also, when you do this recycle, when you do these things that prolong the life of environment, actually we are doing the will of God.
所以当我们愿意为这个环境的着想，那我们可以长久的使用这个我们的地球，那我们也是同时在做神的。
That is being God's people.
这个也就是成为神的子民。
And that is being holy.
也就是成为圣洁。
Also, but our environmental friendly recycle is motivated differently by the other people outside.
当然我们所谓为什么要有环保？我们的观念其实是和其他没有信主的人不一样的。
Well, many of them, our companies, actually, they promote these things for name, for fame, for many reasons.
有些公司他们会提倡这个环保，那是可能是为了他们的名声，或者是为了他们的这个社会的地位利益。
But for us, actually, we do these environmental things because we understand and we are grateful for the blessing God has given us.
但是我们提倡这个环保，我们的用意却是因为我们对神的创造有感恩的心。
And also, this is an instruction from God for us to live a God-centered life.
这个也是对我们一个神的教导，我们要如何以神为中心的生活。
So God-centered life actually it's a go into many aspects.Details of our daily living.
所以因此以神为中心的生活其实是讲到许多与生活当中有关的事。
Okay, let's take a look at there's a couple more here, huh?
有其他的东西。
So for example, in verse 8, it talks about when you build a house, you have to build some kind of a barrier that people do not, a fence that people do not fall over.
啊，所以第八节告诉我们说，我们要盖房子的时候，我们周围要安置栏杆。
So people do not fall over and hurt themselves or die even.
哦，所以就是没有，就是免得有人从房子上掉下来。
And if they, yeah, if they hurt, if they are, if anything should happen, then you are responsible.
那如果人家掉下来的话，那你就有这个罪了。
Oh, and in today's term, actually, that's quite easily understandable. If someone if you invite a guest to your house and if he is hurt, then of course you are actually legally liable for his hurt.
或者是甚至以今天的律法来讲的话，如果今天有个客人在你家受伤了，那你在法律上也是要为他负责的。
Oh, but we go a step further into this teaching here is that we shall be take precaution to protect people.
那这边再换另外一个角度来延伸的话，就是说我们要对其他人来
做个
防范的工作。
So when we do a project, when we build a house or do anything, we have to be considerate of other people. Would they be hurt in this? Would they be 他们会受到亏损吗？就是我们在 yeah, 我们 the whatever we do, would it bring hurt or disadvantage to other people?
同时也教导我们在做一件事的时候会被使人受到亏损。
Oh, you have to be considerate of other people, not just consider your own gains.
我们要为别人着想，不是只是为我们自己的利益而想。
You have to consider, you have to do it proper for other people.
我们要为别人来准备好这个工作。
So for example, let's say the recently we are selling this church house.
例如说最近我们在卖这个会堂。
And we identify there is mold in the garage, then we have to fix it.
我们发现在这个车库里面有霉菌，那我们当然就要去清理。
Then we provide something that is healthy for other people.
所以对别人来讲的话，这是一个比较健康的环境。
So we want to make sure whatever that we do not let other people receive some kind of a disadvantage.
所以我们要确定我们在做这一切工作的时候，其他人不会因我们而受到的损伤。
Yeah, it applies to many, many aspects of our life. It's not just about buildings.
当然这个不只说只是为了这个建筑物，那还有对我们每天生活都一样。
Okay, let's continue. Let's just talk about...Let's do two more. Let's take a look at verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10, it says how you shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together.
不可并用牛、驴耕地。
An ox and a donkey, they work in a very different manner.
因为牛和驴他们所的工作的态度是不一样。
Ox is very powerful in pulling forward.
这个牛呢是相当有力，而且他们可以往前行的。
The strength is going forward.
它的力量是往前
的。Donkey is different.
那驴是不一样的。
Donkey has so much power to carry weight.
那驴的用意是它可以担当很重的东西。
So if you use the donkey to plow the field with ox, it will be hurt very much.
那如果说我们用牛和驴一起耕地的话，我们就会
This is a torture animal.
我们就有点像是对动物有点像是
虐待。好 ，So this is part is talking about love the animals that serving you.
所以这边要告诉我们的是，我们要爱惜我们帮我们工作的动物。
Treasure the grace of God.
我们要对神的恩典来感恩。
Do not abuse the things that God give you.
我们不要滥用神所赐给我们的东西。
And another application is do not be wasteful of the thing God give you.
而且不要说浪费神所赐给我们的东西。
And the last one.
最后一点。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
You shall make tassels on the four corners of the clothing with which you cover yourself.
你要在所披的外衣上视为做坠子。
Okay, so what is these tassels?
那这个坠子是什么？
It's some kind of a braided thing at the end of your cloth, huh?
就是在我们的衣的周围这边有一个多出来的一些毛布的东西。
Oh, thank you. It looks nice.
看起来很好看。
But is this a fashionable thing to do?
但是这个是为了当季的流行所做的吗？
What is purpose of this?
这个罪子的用意是什么？
If you take a look at Matthew,
我们如果来看马太福音，
Matthew chapter 17,
马太福音第十七章。
Matthew chapter 17, hold on. No, it's not 17. Matthew 17. It's not chapter 17. Actually, let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 15.
我们来看《生命记》第十五章
，Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 38，
十五章三十八节。
Numbers.
民数记十五章三十八节。三十八节，把那些犯罪
是《民数记》十五章三十八，
十五章三十八节，你吩咐以色列人，叫他们世世代代在衣服边上做坠子，又在底边的坠子上钉一根蓝细带子。
好 ，and then the 39 as well。
三十九节，你们佩戴这坠子。好叫你们看见就纪念遵循耶和华一切的命令，不随从自己的心意，也目行邪淫，像你们素常一样。
好 ，So here particularly, God told them what is the purpose of these tassels.
这边神告诉我们说，这个坠子的用意是什么
？It's so that they can, be reminded when they see these things to keep the commandment of God.
所以当他们看到这个坠子的时候，就会纪念遵循神一切的命令。
So that is something, of course, that the Israelites they take it literally that they actually do have these things on their clothes.
当然，以色列人他也是遵循这个神的话，那真的也在衣服上边上做坠子。
And in fact, one time the Lord rebuked the Pharisees and says, "Look at these people. They make not just a tassel, but they make longer tassel than other people to show that they obey more of the commandment, or they are more diligent to keep the commandments."
那甚至有一次主耶稣也是在责备这些法利赛人，因为他们特别延伸了他们这个罪子，那只是要让人家知道说，我是非常遵守神的律法的
人。They have these outward things, but they themselves do not really keep the commandments.
他的做这些外表的事，但是问题是他们并没有遵守神的道。
So the key point here is that even though all these things that we learn, these gives you a direction.
那就像我们刚刚所讲的，这一切这个只是给我们一个方向。
好 ，do not just do the outward thing, but ultimately what is important is the inward heart.
那最重要的不是说只是一个外表的动作，那最重要的其实是我们的内心。
To love God, honor God, care for the people around you, and love the blessings that God give you.
就爱神，那遵守神的诫命，而且珍惜神所赐给我们的，那 为替别人着想。
And remind yourself continually to keep the commandments of God.
那随时常常思想纪念神的诫命。
That is the instruction manual found in chapter 22 of Deuteronomy.
这个就是《生命记》二十二章所教导我们要遵行的。
Let us sing him.
一起唱赞美诗。
358。
三百五十八首。
Once far from God and there is sin, no lie my heart could see. But if